Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
This is Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on Sirius XM Channel 80. ESPN Radio is presented to you by Progressive Insurance. Amber Wilson filling in for Alan Hahn today. Bart Scott is here. You can always give us a call, 888-SAY-ESPN. We are getting to your overreaction calls from this NFL Monday. But we mentioned just before the break the situation with the New York Jets. They beat the Chicago Bears. The Jets are now sitting at 7-4 on the season. That's not surprising to anybody. The Bears didn't even have Justin Fields under center. What might be surprising, though, is the way in which they beat the Chicago Bears, because Mike White was the starting quarterback for the New York Jets, and he balled out. 2 of 28, 315 yards passing, 3 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. Here was the head coach of the New York Jets, Robert Saleh, on Mike White's performance.
He did a great job. He didn't need to be anybody but Mike White. We didn't need to turn into the greatest show on turf. We just wanted him to play within himself and play efficient. I thought he did that, especially in the elements. It was, like I said, he made the easy look easy, and that's I thought he did a really good job with that.
He made the easy look easy. What's not easy now is what the New York Jets do moving forward, because the reason I hated this, Bart, is the reality is you're going to end up going back to the second overall pick unless a 27-year-old Mike White, who's plenty young enough to do damage in this league, turns out to be something remarkable or phenomenal, or turns out to be like such the better option moving forward. But this Jets team ain't playing the Bears every week. Like, we're about to find out, right? We're about to see Mike White against the Vikings and Mike White against the Bills, and we're about to find out what Mike White is really made of, Bart. And if he starts coming back down to earth even a little bit, even if you were to rock with him the entire rest of the season, you're probably going back to Zach Wilson next season. Like, we were probably seeing that number 2 overall pick again, and he's not developing while he's in street clothes on a sideline.
Amber, I can hear the Miami Dolphin fandom just coming. Just oozing out of your pores. Always oozing out of your pores. Because this is a good problem to have. Like, because if you missed on Zach Wilson, a consolation prize ain't bad to have Kirk Cousins, because when you look at the RG3 and the phenomenon that was RG3 his first year, and he didn't pan out to be the quarterback that they thought he was, man, Kirk Cousins still kept him on. You know, we all know you like that, right? He kept him on track. And this team with the weapons around him, when Breece Hall comes back, Avera Tucker comes back, when Mekhi Becton comes back, oh, man.
Those guys would have helped out Zach Wilson, too.
Yes, but what I'm saying is you don't need a great quarterback, right? We're talking about San Francisco as a legitimate threat. Would we put Jimmy G on anybody's top 10 list? No. Would we put Kirk Cousins on anybody's top 10 list? No. I've had the discussion that I wouldn't put Dak Prescott on anybody's top 10 list. But those guys are all legitimate contenders for the Super Bowl. Because you don't need a great quarterback to win a Super Bowl.
Is Mike White any of those guys?
Is he not? We can't prove that.
I have
that.
No idea, but
we can't
also
prove that.
I also can't prove that Zach Wilson, frankly, is not. Because here's the problem. You just mentioned my Miami Dolphins fandom. This is actually why I hate this for the Jets and why I've been screaming about it on air since they made this decision. Because I feel like Zach Wilson, first of all, lost his job because he said a one-word answer at a press conference, albeit a dumb answer, but that's why I feel like he lost his job. Okay. But then second of all, I mean, he's not playing well, but second of all, the Dolphins did this to Tua. Remember in his rookie season, they go back, they bench him for Ryan Fitzpatrick because all of a sudden, the Dolphins were better than they expected to be that year. They were trying to make a postseason, and so they decided Ryan Fitzpatrick gave them the better opportunity here in a postseason. What does that do for them ultimately? Absolutely nothing. We are now into his third year, and we have realized, hey, that dude, pretty decent quarterback considering he's in the MVP conversation, but it took us until our third year with Tua Tagovailoa to have any idea whether he was any good. good. And that's what the Jets are going to be in a position for here. They're not winning a Super Bowl with Mike White. They're not winning a Super Bowl with Zach Wilson. They're ahead of schedule. They've got a good team around those guys. But what they need to do is find out whether they have the quarterback in the future and that number two overall pick. And they can't do that when he's in street clothes.
The reason why Tua Tagovailoa was put down, but also, like, Tua's playing well, and we still don't know what Tua is because he has the greatest roster there is. And we don't find out that until he gets paid. If they decide to move forward with him, if he gets paid and he starts losing those great weapons because of his salary, right? So right now, you look at the Jets are in a different situation than the Miami Dolphins because they don't have all the money invested in veterans like they do. This is a young team, a young roster. This reminds me of the young Legion of Boom years. This reminds me of the young San Francisco team. So now you can build a great super team around whoever's the quarterback. But what you have to have is somebody that is a leader of men. We heard, you know, all the things that Mike Tannenbaum said about Kyler Murray. Well, those are the things that's kind of been echoed in the hallways about Zach Wilson. We've never heard that about Tua Tagovailoa. He's always been a great teammate. He's always stood up in the podium, whether it was his fault or not, and took it like he was supposed to. He gave credit to his teammates, and he put the blame on himself. You can't teach that. That's not about evaluating.
So, it's about wrong answers at a press conference. Like, that's what it's about from a 23-year-old.
Amber, that's not the first time. That's just the one that got your attention. This has been going on for him not taking – have you listened to his teammates? Oh, man, when guys are playing together, man, like how great we can be. That's what it's supposed to look like.
Yeah, his whiny rookie teammates who think that they are, you know, the next coming at receiver because he's not throwing them the ball. They think they're Jerry Rice already.
No, Garrett Wilson. Teammates? Garrett Wilson had already had two offensive players of the week. So he was a guy that's been fed by Zach Wilson. And he had frustration about it, right? This guy has to learn how to be a leader.
Elijah Moore and Garrett Wilson acting like they themselves have been Super Bowl MVPs before.
Same as Baker Mayfield. We had the same discussion. You can't have these type of attitudes and be the CEO of a team. And if you don't check that, like you don't check your children young, when they become teenagers and you try and hold them accountable, they don't know how to do it, they're going to run shop all over you. So you have to nip that stuff in the bud. And if Zach Wilson doesn't get it and doesn't know that, hey, they have options outside of him, either he gets it, he becomes a leader, he takes accountability, he plays at a high level, or we will move on. Because guess what? If they can go to the playoffs with Mike White, right? They have money to go get a Jimmy G. If that's what they decide to do. Like the general manager, I don't think is going to be in trouble. The head coach isn't going to be in trouble if they're going to the playoffs. And you talk about, well, what is Mike White going to be when they go against the Buffalo Bills? Well, guess what? They beat the Buffalo Bills with some of the worst quarterback play in football. So long as Mike White is not that, they're going to have a shot against the Buffalo Bills. Remember, they already beat your Dolphins. And I know it wasn't without Tua Tagovailoa, but I don't want to hear about that because they were sitting there doing backflips and cartwheels when they beat the Buffalo Bills, who had nobody out there, and they were falling dead like they were out in the Middle East with no sunscreen on.
You know who's been doing most of this winning for this Jets team has actually been, you know, the guy they just benched because he's got a winning record this season.
They've been winning in spite of him. In spite of him, not because of him.
At the beginning of the season because of injury.
He hasn't even had close
to a full season, and you've already taken him off of that field. Like you think
his numbers, Amber, Amber, I want to love you. I want to love you. But, man, we're going to bump heads all day because I tell you what, like his percentages, his QBR was equal with Jamarcus Russell. And this team is in a playoff hunt with getting quarterback play of Jamarcus Russell. Joe Flacco.
Was Zach Wilson? I don't have it in front of me.
Okay. They won two with Joe Flacco, and they won one with Mike White. Mm-hmm. And guess what? They can win. They're not a one-man show, right? This isn't a place where if Tom Brady doesn't play, they don't have a shot. This is a team that has opportunity to do something ahead of schedule. Because guess what? You know your little smug receiver down there, Tyreek Hill, and how he was like, who? The Jets? And how he used us to push the price up?
The Jets?
Yeah. How he used us to push the price up? Guess what? Next year, when it's that Tyreek Hill that says, I want out, man, how are the Jets looking to free agents now? And guess what? So Miami Dolphins, enjoy this year.
You have Tyreek Hill winning the Miami Dolphins next year? What are we talking about?
No. I said the Tyreek Hill.
The next
type of Tyreek Hill that's a disgruntled receiver.
By the way, there ain't another. So there's only one cheetah.
Well, guess what?
But good luck with that.
That could be a defensive player. That could be an offensive player. Because guess what? If the Jets are able to go toe-to-toe and have a similar record to the Miami Dolphins, and they haven't spent their $100 million in salary cap space, they haven't spent their first-round draft picks yet, they're in a much better place.
The Jets are the Knicks now, just trying to convince me that everybody wants to go there.
No. They're in a much better place than the Miami Dolphins were before they spent how much money for Armstead? How much money for Tyreek Hill? We got that same type of money to spend next year.
They're only in a good place if they have the quarterback. And I have no idea if they do. But here's the problem. A number two overall pick, Bart, they're not going to punt on that next season if, in fact, they think that there could be any hope. But you could if you had played Zach Wilson the entire season and then you realize, hey, he ain't it, and you go after Jimmy G next season. Now that you have Mike White out there, and if Mike White doesn't turn into it and you haven't gotten a chance here to evaluate Zach Wilson fully, now you're in a position where you're reevaluating Zach Wilson because of the draft stock that you put into him next season.
No, you bring somebody. If Mike White can't cut it, then you bring somebody in that can push Zach and push for the starting guy. Hold on. I got somebody on hold. What's up? This is Joe. Yeah, what's up, man? How you been, Joe? We remember you was here. Yeah, man, I know y'all just paid Lamar Jackson. Yo, man, can we get Huntley? Yeah. No problem. What do you want? You want a fourth-round draft pick? Yeah, we'll take the fourth-round draft pick. And the train keeps on moving, Amber. We got options.
We
got to
get to your phone call.
We got options.
Agree to Mike put Wade. With Bart Scott. I hope
Mike
not.
Give us
call. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
Wait till we spend our $100 million, Amber, and see what the Dolphins want now. They don't want the smoke now. What are they going to do when we spend our $100 million plus cap space?
Are you looking for a career path with flexibility, great pay, and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today. Maybe Zach Wilson should check them out. Bundled today at progressive.com. We get to your phone calls next. This is Barton Hunt.
Mike White under center. Play action, back to throw, looks over the middle, throws one, and is caught by Garrett Wilson at the 35-yard line. Makes a man miss at the 30, sprints right to the 20, to the 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Garrett Wilson with a catch and run!
So that's what it sounded like yesterday. It sounded pretty darn good for the New York Jets as they beat the Chicago Bears 31-10. Lots of you wanting to chime in. Let's head out to Missouri where we find Max. Max, what is your reaction to the New York Jets?
Hey guys, my overreaction, hot take, overly hot action, what do you want to call it, is that if the Jets had taken Justin Fields, they would be leading the AFC East right now.
Yeah, that's not an overreaction. You talk about the ability with Breece Hall to play that RPO, Jalen Hurts type of football, knowing that Breece Hall would have been rookie of the year if he wouldn't have got injured with Becton coming back and Vera Tucker. Man, you ain't no overreaction.
I'm glad Max brought up Justin Fields because here's a quarterback, Bart, that started off the year a little rough. And it has taken us this season to realize, hey, you know what?
Nope.
The Bears got their guy in Justin Fields.
Maybe not.
After us being able to evaluate him last season, after us being able to evaluate him this season until they just shut him down because of injuries. So, you know, it's amazing what it looks like when you give a dude time.
Amber, you're gonna keep on pushing it
in time to evaluate him while he's out there.
Well, guess what?
We
don't know what he is as a passer. We know he can play damn near running back and force you to play 11-on-11. The reason he hurt because he put himself at risk by running the football as they use him as a running back. The same concerns I have about Jalen Hurts.
Not right now. We know they're not drafting a quarterback in the first round.
But
we
damn sure don't know if he's long for the football game because we saw Cam Newton taking these same type of hits, and it shortened his career. And we'll see what happens. We remember a guy, you know, we're talking about Mike White. Remember a guy named Pat White? He got hit so hard on the sideline while he was a member of your Dolphins team. He got hit so hard that he hit the ground, a football player, woke up a baseball player. That's how hard he got hit, and that's what's happening. That's waiting for, you know, some of these guys that want to run the ball and act like they're a damn football player. He was on third base the next day for the Kansas City Royals. That's how hard he got hit.
Let's head out to Denver where we find Terrence. Terrence, thanks so much for the call. What's your Jets reaction?
Good morning, Bart. Pleasure to talk to you. Good morning, Amber. I got a problem with your Miami Dolphins take, dude. You're one-sided. You need to go back down there to 85 degrees and tropical drinks, dude.
She's there.
You know your Jets haterade has been served since you were born. Zach Wilson has played his last down. Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be wearing a green and white next year. And I think Joe Douglas is not afraid to move on from Zach Wilson at all. Sometimes you got to know. You buy a horse, you think it's a thoroughbred. That dude's meant to pull a cart. Let's just put it that way. Have
well,
a
I don't
great
think,
day, guys.
I feel like Terrence doesn't know how these GMs work because you're not nearly as willing and as
so
quick with the trigger finger to go ahead and admit your mistake when you draft somebody number two overall. And that's what we're expecting Joe Douglas to do here if he was to punt immediately on Zach Wilson. Also, by the way, I wasn't born a Dolphins fan, Terrence, so take that.
Ah, what made you want the Dolphins? They haven't won nothing
since 79.
I know,
it's a terrible decision. Terrible decision. Well, I was born and raised in Sarasota, Florida, which is right below Tampa.
Okay.
So I'm really like Tampa area, but the Bucs
were
also terrible.
But the Bucs
were
horrible. Yeah, so you picked
the terrible when I was growing up. So I didn't care.
You picked the best and worst teams.
Right. Like, my choices were abysmal. But then, like, I spent 20 years in South Florida covering the Dolphins. I worked for the Dolphins and their legal department, all that. So, anyways, they ended up getting my fandom. But I haven't been an entirely lifelong suffering Dolphins fan. Let's get to some more of your phone calls. 888-SAY-ESPN. Keith is in Tucson. Keith, what do you have for us on the situation with Zach Wilson?
Well, Overreaction Monday. Amber, I think you're the one overreacting on Zach Wilson. So I'm looking at some stats for you. This is this year's stats. Zach Wilson, 7 games, 1,279 yards, 182 per game. You got Flacco, 2 games, just under 600, so that's a 300-yard game average. You got White, 1 game, 315 yards, 315 average percentage. You got scoring touchdowns. He's washed. His mind is so messed up, and it has nothing to do with football. I think this is the way he was raised.
Keith, we're not going down that path.
He was listening to Booger McFarlane. Monday Night Football.
Can't play football. Like,
well, when you're full, Amber, you ain't hungry.
Right, exactly. You can't do well if your parents did well in life.
Well, Andrew Luck did pretty damn good.
Well, there's a whole lot, and there's a lot of guys in the leagues that, also their dads played in the league who also are doing pretty well. And certainly not everybody has grown up.
Well, what he's saying
under
is
those conditions,
because of his comments, he comes off as entitled and not used to having to own up to his mistakes.
He is entitled. All these quarterbacks act entitled. I mean, they hide it. Like, we turn them into robots, right? But, like, let's be real. This is a dude.
You know how arrogant you got to be not to be a robot? You know how hard it is not to be? You know how easy it is? So for you to block out that part of your brain and say, don't say that. And just say, no, I'm going to say it. Don't say that. That's why we look at Kyler Murray.
It is a bit of a learning process, right? Because we're talking,
he should have been groomed since BYU. He should have been groomed by BYU. I've never heard a quarterback say that wasn't Ryan Leaf or, you know what I'm saying, somebody like that. Like,
I feel like that's part of what happened here is, like, maybe the media grooming in college. And I'm one who wants transparency from my quarterback. Like, I hate that they're robots. Like, I like Tampa Tom a lot more than New England Tom, right? Like,
Tampa Tom can strut his stuff. Well, Tampa Tom can strut his stuff because he's earned the right to. So, like, he can be transparent, but sometimes you just got to toe the company line, whether you believe it or not, and have that confidence inside the building, right?
The reality is these guys who make it to the quarterback position in the NFL, though, like, they've always been the star athlete. They've always been the best at every single level.
He was a star at BYU. Let's not act like he was winning national championships. Let's not act like he was Trevor Lawrence. Let's not act like he was, like, some big-time college. He went to BYU. I didn't even see him on TV.
That's why he said the word no. He didn't know better. He was at BYU. Let's bring in George. George is in New York. George, what are your thoughts on Mike White, who balled out yesterday against this Bears defense?
What's up, Bart? Amber,
what'd
hello.
Do?
Listen, Amber, you know what you sound like to me? And I'm sorry, but I smell a little fear. I smell a little fear in you. You want Zach Wilson back.
I was wondering what that was.
You know what I'm saying? You want Mike White out the game so the Jets don't come back and just take it all. And that's what it is. You know,
because I'm scared of Mike White. I'm scared of the fifth round pick.
Because we know Tua is just one solid hit away from missing the next eight games.
You saw him get bent in half yesterday. He survived.
Yeah, that was bent. He didn't get body slammed on his neck, which what those Jet defensive line has been doing to everybody.
Uh-huh. We'll see.
Let's see what that cheetah look like once again when he get filleted with sauce.
Nobody can fillet the cheetah.
What happened to the cheetah the first matchup?
Okay. Nobody was filleting. What happened to the cheetah? Look who was throwing him the football.
I don't care.
The third string quarterback was throwing him the football.
And who was throwing Garrett Wilson the ball? Zach Wilson. Okay. Okay.
Now you're putting Zach Wilson in the same conversation with Skylar Thompson.
We filleted your Dolphin with sauce.
A regular season game. With sauce. Who's atop that division?
Well, we got another. We see you again. We'll come down there.
I know.
We're going to open up a can. Matter of fact, we're going to open up a jar of sauce.
Yeah. Are you? Mike White is?
Okay, okay. No.
Against this Dolphin defense?
No. Without Armstead. Let's see what happens when you got to deal with Quinnen Williams and Carl Lawson.
That is a problem. We don't know the status here of Teron Armstead, but he did exit yesterday's game against the Houston Texans. That would be a huge loss in protecting Tua if, in fact, he can't go. Coming up next, we're going to continue to get to some of your calls. You can keep them coming throughout the show. 888-SAY-ESPN. Plus, we play Contender or Pretender with Bart. This is Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
That was an overreaction.
Overreaction Monday.
That was uncalled for.
On Bart and Hahn.
Lots of reaction to the conversation Bart and I were just having about Zach Wilson and what Mike White did in the New York Jets defeating the Chicago Bears 31-10. The calls are a-coming. New York loves me, Bart Scott, is what I'm learning. You can get into my mentions at Amber W Sports. I ain't scared.
Bring it on. She ran all the smoke.
All the smoke, bring it. But first, let me bring in some help, because I do understand that one of all of these callers is out here on my side. D, he is down here with me in Florida. D, help me out. What's up?
Hey, I was about to drive off the road after hearing the conversation that's happening here. I mean, what the Jets done in the last 43 years for us to even be talking about them. Last time I checked, Miami scored more than 30 points when we played Chicago, okay? And you know, Pat, you know,
what have White, the Dolphins done? Did I miss something about the Dolphins?
The Dolphins have first place right now. That's what they're
doing.
No.
What have they done?
The last quarterback that the Jets have had that they let go is playing in Seattle as a starter. So they don't know how to manage anything when it comes to talent.
Oh, and you guys with Cleo Lemon? You guys with Cleo Lemon knew what the hell y'all was doing? Dante Culpepper? You guys could have got Drew Brees. You guys passed on Drew Brees. You guys passed on Drew Brees.
Are we fighting about Brees from 20 years ago?
What are we doing? the Jets stand for? Just end the season.
Guess what Miami was when I was playing? Barbecue chicken. That's what y'all was, because y'all ain't do nothing.
This is like the
we kick y'all ass all the time
of the terrible franchises for the last two decades. So I don't think either of us are winning this fight, frankly.
And New York's a better city.
Jets. It hasn't been pretty for the Dolphins. Who lives in the better city?
Hold up. Listen, people go to Miami for a vacation. People want to come and visit over the world for York City. New York City is the greatest city in all the world. Y'all just got good weather.
Here's the thing, Bart. We live where you vacation, okay? That's because
we can't stand y'all for more than 2 weeks straight.
Where you vacation.
That's because we can't stand y'all for 2 weeks. Where y'all go in August? Y'all get the hell up out of there.
Not up to New York. It's not any cooler in New York in August than it is in Florida. Trust me. I hosted a TV show between the two in August, between Miami and New York. I did that. I did that life, live between the two. I tell you, that sweltering heat with all of that concrete
you want to see all the buildings and the shopping and the ambiance. Go to the Hamptons.
I just want to see the water is what I want to see, where it's so pretty on those beaches in South Florida. All right, let's bring in some help, though, from the Bart Scott side of things, because, of course, his crew is out in full force. John is in New Jersey. John, what do you have for us on the Jets?
Hey, Bart, Amber, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to add to this. I feel like the Jets' QB history repeats itself. They never sit a kid for a year. They had Sam Darnold and Teddy Bridgewater, and Teddy seems like he was ready to go. They rush out Darnold, and now look at him. I just feel like they keep repeating themselves because they don't let the kid learn. So
I don't want to give up on
Wilson too quick, but... Sorry?
Did you say look at Darnold because he won yesterday?
No, he's saying that they rolled out when they had Teddy Bridgewater and Sam Darnold, that they rolled out Darnold too quickly. He's saying that they've been through this before. John was actually more on my side of the argument, where they've been through this before with the Jets, where they give up on one guy, they go to the next guy, the next guy doesn't pan out you're giving up on the first guy too soon, and none of it's working.
No, nobody's giving up. We got Zach Wilson under contract for the next 3 years. If we decide to pick up his option, what I'm saying is we're not going to hold the team back by trying to worry about Zach Wilson to catch up and get up to speed. Either he gets up to speed and gets on track, or we move on. That's every position, every quarterback in the NFL.
It's a lot easier, though, to get up to speed and on track. I mean, we've seen it. We keep seeing throughout the NFL, like, it is a lot easier when you're out there actually playing. And some dudes need that time out there to develop. I mean, I referenced.
That's fair. But if you're not playing the worst quarterback, and he's 32 with a much better – he's 32, right? He's worse than Russell Wilson. Like, come on. With the weapons that you have, you just don't have to be the worst. If he was somewhere like 20, we could live with it. But, you know, teams that have quarterbacks that are young, because we don't know about Trey Lance. We don't know about Trevor Lawrence. He's had an up-and-down season. We don't know about Justin Fields. We don't really know about Mac Jones at times. He got benched this year as well. Mm-hmm. We don't know about them. But the thing is, if you have an opportunity to go to the postseason, you play them. If it's one of those situations where it's all about the development and the season's over, then you play them. But you can't look those other 52 guys in the eyes and say, hey, Kay, this guy gives us the best place chance to win. And for all the hard work that you guys put in, becoming superstars, living up to expectations, DJ Reed being one of the best, you know, free agent acquisitions, you know, Jordan Whitehead, Quinnen Williams taking the next step. And, okay, we're going to reward you with going home early. You can't do that.
I do understand that component of it. You don't want to lose the locker room. That's what everyone keeps saying. And I get it, because those guys are out there really trying to play for something. However, it is a very young team. It's not like it's a team of all vets and their windows closing. And if they have the right guy under center who can just even game manage, then they're going to make it to a Super Bowl. Like, this is a very, very, very young team. It's a team that should be developing with Zach Wilson. It just appears that they're ahead of schedule in every other department.
But if they don't go to the playoffs because of Zach Wilson, then it's going to be a failed season, because you have to evaluate everybody else. And it's important for you to develop a culture of competition and winning. So if you get there now, just imagine if Zach Wilson eventually catches up with everybody else, has a great offseason, goes get a quarterback coach, work on his mechanics, become more consistent, then you have a team that already has playoff experience. So when they get in the playoffs, they're not going to make those "we just been in the playoffs for the first time" mistakes. They'll be veterans when it comes to that, and they'll be young, like San Francisco, who was one of the youngest teams in the NFL, who Saleh was a part of, who quickly went from not being in the playoffs to going to the Super Bowl. That's experience. Experience matters. Meaningful games matter.
Well, experience playing does in, playing matter. That's game, why play- I think Zach Wilson should be out there. Because yeah, I have a hard time believing he can catch up to everybody else if he's not out there playing.
But it matters for everybody. So if one guy is going to hold the 52 back, you got to tell the other guys, the other guy, you got to catch up because we can't wait for you no longer. Right? They tried to let him play, and he had 2 yards of offense. He's not that much worse from a talent's perspective than Kirk Cousins. He put up 2 yards in the second half. Kirk Cousins against that same defense lit him up.
It certainly was ugly. I cannot deny that. David has an interesting idea of what the Jets should do. David is in Massachusetts. David, what's up?
Hey, how you guys doing? Yo, Bar Scott, I can't wait to tell you what I got for you.
What you got for me, Chief?
Oh, yo. The Jets trade for Aaron Rodgers with the receiving core, the running backs, and this defense with the money they got, the picks they got. They go for Aaron Rodgers if he's healthy. If he's healthy.
I'm surprised the Jets fan still wants Aaron Rodgers.
I'm not mad at that because we know who he is, and we know with this young team what he can be with this defense. I'm not mad at that, but what is it going to cost you, right? You have to ask yourself. They did this before with Brett Favre. And remember, before Brett Favre tore his bicep, the Jets were 9-2 and had just beat the Tennessee Titans, who were the number one team in the league, beat the brakes off of them. So we've done this before. And if you want to say, okay, we're going to mortgage our future and keep Mike White as our backup and Mike White can be our future quarterback, and we're going to trade Zach Wilson and give up, maybe you'll probably have to give up Mekhi Becton because he's a guy that, if healthy, people believe that he's a generational type of talent, just not able to stay healthy. And Green Bay's willing to eat $24 million of that $90 million cap. If you're willing to split that cap in half, and we'll give you a great tackle to go opposite of Bakhtiari, then okay.
You know, I wouldn't do it if I was the Jets. I don't think I would do it because it's too much that you're having to give up. And you have to be
You just give up a guy that, you know, there have been reports that you were going to try and replace in the draft next year anyway.
That's fine, but you have to be darn sure if you're making the move for a quarterback as old as Aaron Rodgers that you're winning a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers. And the problem is this season, what we've seen from Aaron Rodgers, like it doesn't – You know, a Jimmy Garoppolo at least gives you a lot more years. But if you feel like all you need is a game manager out there, Jimmy's still a lot younger.
But A-Ryan isn't a game manager. He's a force multiplier. So if you give him Garrett Wilson, Elijah Moore, that's his Randall Cobb, and you give him Garrett Wilson, who I think is going to go well over 1,000 yards, and just think they went away from him for 3 games with Breece Hall when he was just taking over the league with these 60-yard runs. And Corey Davis, who's that veteran. So he would have a receiving core like he had, not with Davante Adams, but before with Jordy Nelson and Greg Jennings and James Jones, right? That's familiar territory. And they can protect them, especially when Vera Tucker comes back, Fant comes back. And I think if you go get a guy like Aaron Rodgers, who knows? Maybe Dwayne Brown say, I'll stick around another year.
Coming up next, we're going to continue to get to your phone calls. Keep them coming. They are rolling in. We appreciate you. 888-SAY-ESPN. This is Bart and Han.
Bart and Han.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Really? That's what we're doing? That's what we're doing?
Welcome to my
I tell you what, the best song, the next song better be Jay-Z and Alicia Keys, New York, New York. You won't be doing that. Jay. DJ Killer Groove. Whoever picked this song.
Don't get mad, Mikey C, because Miami's a better city. Just is what it is, Bart Scott. This is Bart and Han on ESPN Radio.
You live in Miami.
Amber Wilson filling in for Alan Han. You can hit him up on Twitter at BartScott57. You can hit me up in my mentions, at Amber W Sports. New York loves me. But Mark, he is in New Mexico. We are taking your phone calls, 888-SAY-ESPN. Mark in New Mexico, he wants to talk about the Miami Dolphins. I think he might agree with Bart's take here. What's up, Mark?
Hey, so I just want to say, honestly, what have they done since their perfect season? I realize this year they're doing pretty good with what they've done. But, I mean, either team has been egregious due to the fact that Tom Brady was basically their pimp while they were all the prostitutes.
Facts.
And now he's left.
Facts.
So, I mean, what else are we going to say, really? Other than the perfect season, Dan Marino was a wash. Poor guy, rest in peace.
Well, at least
else has been a joke.
At least we got two AFC championships. What have they done with the little Wildcat? When they had the Wildcat, I went down there as a member of the Ravens and tamed that little kitty cat and put him in timeout.
It's been some rough times for the Miami Dolphins. I'm not going to sit here and deny that. There ain't no way to deny that. Also, by the way, it's been some rough times for the New York Jets.
That is
right
true.
Now, both teams are looking good, but this season, if you got two quarterbacks, Bart, or three, if we throw Flacco in there, because we've seen three of them start this season for the New York Jets. If you've got three, you ain't got one. I do know that we have one right now down in Miami.
We're about to see, because don't tell me, I don't want to hear anything about how great Miami is, the fact that they coming off a three-game losing streak, and then they win five straight against the likes of the Steelers, who they put 10 points up, I mean 16
points
against.
We don't make the schedule.
The Lions, the Bears. The Bears put 32 up on y'all. So don't be giving us this crap.
How much did we y'all put up on the Bears?
Y'all beat the Browns, right? Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're figuring out how much we put up on the Bears. But
okay, 35, right? Mm-hmm. So you put up four more than the Jets in a monsoon.
Yes.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Congratulations with that. Okay, and you beat the Texans. Now you got to play the varsity.
You know what that's called? That's called taking care of business.
Okay.
That's what that's called.
Okay, so let's see if they take care of business this week against the 49ers at the 49ers. Let's see if they take care of business.
No Teron Armstead.
Let's see if they take care of business at the Chargers. Let's see if they take care of business at the Bills. Let's see if they take care of business when they got to go to New England with that ground and pound and probably some snow out in the streets. Then let's see if the cheetah going to get filleted when the Jets come down there and come up there with all that sauce.
It's about to be big boy football. It's also about to be big boy football for Mike White and his crew for the New York Jets.
Man.
Jack is in Morristown, New Jersey. Jack, what do you have for us on Zach Wilson?
What's going on, Bart? Much respect. Amber, much respect.
What'd it do?
Yo, I'm going up Columbia Turnpike, made it right on Park Ave, past the facility.
Okay.
Looks beautiful out there. Looks beautiful. Look, my thing is this. Amber, that Zach Wilson talk, get it out of here. The guy had a butt fumble before he even entered the league. So get that out of there. And as far as the Miami Dolphins, when I think about Miami Dolphins, I think of Dan Marino, much respect, and Ricky Williams. Get off the Jets. We won pass rusher away. Bart, my question is this. With the money we got, who's available? Do we draft somebody? We need somebody like John Abraham.
No. Listen, Carl Lawson has done it. You got 10 pass rushers with the Jets. The Jets are getting to the quarterback. All they need is a big fat dude, right? They got to get their Snacks Harrison. They need somebody like that that's a space eater that's going to continue to free up Quinnen Williams. The Jets, as far as sacks and getting to the quarterback, is no problem. They need a center. Right, they need the top center in the draft. That's where I would spend that equity. You need Becton to come back healthy, and listen, everything else is a luxury. Everything else is a luxury because you got two running backs in Breece and Carter. Now you just go out there and get the best tight end. You know what I mean? And Joku, give me somebody that's got sauce at the tight end position. But man, we got so much depth. We good.
Yeah, there's a lot of depth on that team. There's a lot of youth on that team. They're all going to grow together. Where you're not good is that quarterback position.
That is true.
And then the conversation is going to turn to, what do you do next season if you're the Jets? If Mike White ain't it. I mean, again, if Mike White goes out and does something miraculous here against, not the Bears, but against the good opponent, against
the
Bills, against
the
Vikings. Yeah, we're about to find out. And if he does, if he has a good rest of the season, then fine. It'll be a different conversation. But if he doesn't, then the whole conversation is going to transition to what do they do after that? And are they bringing in somebody from the outside? And who would that be? Are we talking Jimmy G? Are we talking an Aaron Rodgers like a caller suggested earlier? We're going to keep getting to your calls. Tyler Huntley?
He balled out with the Ravens.
We're going to keep getting to your phone calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.